like everybody was back to practice today, Miller and Parson. They'll be good to go for Sunday, no problem, right?
You know, as of today.
Talk about how good of a job do you think your guys are doing affecting the quarterback, as you like to put it? Can that be better? Is that part of the issue with the pass defense? How much of an issue is it? Go into that a little bit.
Well, certainly it can be better, and it will be better. We're doing a good job at times, and there's great teaching opportunities to show them, hey, this is really good. Consistency, like so much of what our whole football team is striving for is that consistency to do it down in and down out, you know.
What needs to improve there to get them to the consistency level? What aren't they doing enough
of? Oh, there's never, sometimes the question's always like, give me the one. There's never one thing, because if there was, you'd get it fixed and there wouldn't be a problem. It's always, one time a guy may make an assignment error. You know, pass rush twists, pass rush games, straight go games, blitzes, so a guy may make an assignment error. Then there could be a technique error. You know, he has him beat, bought the hip already, and then doesn't finish the rush. Another time, it may be a different scenario where he didn't have the rush and he can go speed to power and he doesn't, So there's so many different things that it's not just, Ira's the quarterback and I go get him. There's a lot that goes into it. And I'm not going to rush Ira. Don't worry. Yeah, there was nothing. After I said it, I better watch it. He's got that bright yellow shirt on, the whole deal. So you know what I mean? There's never one thing. But it just, we have to get better at all the phases, whether it's blitz, four-man, three-man, five-man, whatever it is, and the coordination of it and the execution of it, all those things. So that's something that's, trailed a little bit behind some of the other stuff, and it'll get better.
You mentioned the blitz. In a game against a guy like Peyton Manning, it can't be any different really than, Matt Ryan or almost anybody else. But, I mean, how difficult is that for you to weigh – blitz, because you got these young corners back there, and leaving them on an island like that is not ideal necessarily, but you got to blitz at some point. Is that a difficult equation for you to work out?
Well, you don't have to do anything. I mean, you could sit there and play two safety high the entire day. There's teams that do that. That's not what we believe in. So, we'll mix it up. You may take more or less depending on the quarterback, depending on the scheme, all those things.
You look at Doug Martin last week, and it seemed like he got hit a lot in the backfield and early in his runs last week. But how did he do in terms of making something out of those runs? He ended up with a few negative runs, but it seemed like it could have been many more. Did you feel like he kind of gave you some positive yardage in some times when it shouldn't have been?
Well, Stephen, that is a key thing to what a great back does. Yeah. And that doesn't get any, usually, I should say, doesn't get any coverage, right? No one talks about that. But I think those are the hidden things that help teams win. When, something happens with the front, a guy flashes in the backfield, and a back like Doug can stick a foot in the ground, redirect, and make it second and 10 instead of second and 14, changes the whole play calling sequence. You get it back to second and 9. The fans go, oh, crap, it's second and 9. But the reality is, it could have been a lot worse, and it changes your whole play calling mentality. So, yeah, he did a good job of that, actually. And the issue that we have to get worked out is, why is there penetration in the backfield on these run plays that we haven't had before? And then we did some things that we didn't do as well as we have in the past.
You guys have been very good on giveaways this year, minimizing giveaways. Now you're going to Denver, that kind of pass rush, that crowd noise. Is there a renewed emphasis this week on ball security, or any change from what you've been saying throughout the year?
I don't know if I could renew it anymore. It's fanatical around here. So if we could do more, then I'm disappointed in our staff and in myself, because we should be doing it. I agree, but I mean, I think that is our number one thing. So if for some reason we turn the ball over, it's not from a lack of not even commitment, like attention to it. I mean, that's one thing that you don't go very far around here without the ball. Even jokingly, if a coach is carrying it the wrong way, the players get on them. It's gotten to that level, which is good.
What I mean is sack strip, too.
There's no doubt. And you got two of the best sack strip guys in the business that we're playing against. You're talking about, I think, 5 forced fumbles and 4 forced fumbles from the two edge players. You don't see that very much. So it was number one point on Wednesday morning when we started our introduction of the Denver Broncos defense. starts and ends there. You know, we got to take care of the football.
Coach, I know you're not going to stand up here and complain about injuries. It's the last thing you do, and like you said, no one cares. That said, your team is well over $30 million now. A player on injury reserve, it is a salary cap league. I know when you started, you didn't plan on having to bring guys off the street, play them in 2 weeks. Can you just talk about the nature of all football, but professional football with limited roster sizes, what it does to your coaching staff, the effort that on the player's part, and then the positive side is the opportunity that you know young guys are getting and the chance to build depth, just that whole dynamic. Can you explain what that's like from a head coaching perspective in his first year in the pros where you don't maybe have a 100-man
right
roster?
Well, I think all the points you make are valid and really different in the two games, college football and professional football. You're right. It gives guys opportunity. It's a shame that we've lost some of the guys we have. But it keeps you, you know, wow, it's going to be good when we get them back. And these guys that now are getting reps are going to be provide really good depth. So that's a positive. But we're about winning now. So we got to get whoever's playing now. You're the starter. And we got to get you playing as well as you can. You don't need to play as well as Davin Joseph, but you need to play as well as you can. And I think you hit something that most people don't think about, the assistant coaches. The burden really falls to the assistant coaches because as you move up your 2 to 1, and you may move up your practice squad player to the 2, well, there's a new guy coming in that needs to be trained in the system. And I don't do that. You know, the assistant coaches do. So they grab them for an extra half hour in the morning, then they grab them a half hour after the meetings, and then maybe they stick around at night to do it. And while they're doing that, they're not doing what they normally do at that time. That's getting their reports done. And it's not like you're not going to do it, so then that means they're here later, and it's extra hours, and it wears. And that's where I think trying to systemize the acclimatization of each player when we bring a new guy in. You know, we've tried to make it a system. Okay, this coach handles this. You know, teach him about the way we practice. This coach is going to be specific to the scheme. You know, you're it's your position group. Only you can coach it. And we kind of go about it in that way, so we kind of break it up a little bit to take the burden off one individual coach. But, yeah, good thing you can bring guys in, though, you know, because if you imagine if you had this roster size and you couldn't bring them in, you'd be up the river, you know. So
just a couple more place to follow that up. Just in your wildest fears, maybe, I mean, you've had some real marquee guys go down and other guys get suspended and traded a player. I mean, this is not how you would draw it up. I mean, in those quiet moments, do you ever go, well, this is a nice start. I've got, you know, not exactly what I started with here in April and May when we spent all our time in OTAs.
Truthfully, no. And I know it's easy to say, well, just every waking moment is to try to win. You know, and we're going to only win with the guys we have. Those other guys can't help us right now. So I just try to spend all my time figuring out a way that we can, as a staff, coach better and as the guys that are playing. And it's been interesting to see. You know, some guys, sometimes until the opportunity comes, you don't know what a guy can do. And all of a sudden he gets a chance and he's a darn good player. You know, so that's kind of how I look at it. And I see him what I want him to be, maybe not what they are right now. See him as being that starter, and a lot of times they live up to it.
Coach, I'm sorry if you already addressed this, but with Jeremy on injured reserve, where are you at with depth as far as tackle goes right now? I know you brought Hartman back. Are you looking at him to be that guy who steps in if Penn or?
Well, without giving away, you know, I don't want to give away exactly how our rotation will go, but we have guys in the mix. You know, we usually have 7 guys up, right? Of those 7 guys, some of them have played tackle before. So we'll have different combinations. Some of them have played center before, obviously, with Zuta. So we have some flexibility position-wise that we'll have to – I hope we don't have to, but if we do, we can move people around. But make no mistake about that, too. I mean, they don't practice that very much. They practice maybe 90% of what they're playing and then 10% of the contingency. So if we're into the contingency plans, you know, you're not going to have the same level of execution, and you know that, and you just got to live with it. Again, it comes back down to – you know, professional sports, that's the way it is. Your starters get reps at what we're planning on them doing, and then if it turns out otherwise, then we gotta make the best of it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.